Make It Right, the manufacturing podcast.
Welcome to the Make It Right podcast. I'm Janet Eastman, and this week on the show, we look at the data opportunities that surround us. My guest is T. Vacharaman. He's CEO at Certus, a leading data science and AI research company based in Bangkok. They work with some of the top companies and academic institutions in the world to develop cutting-edge technology in data analytics and AI. And they provide products and services that address everything from the financial sector, healthcare, and public safety to retail and manufacturing. Welcome to the show, T. It's great to have you here.
Thank you, Janet, for having me on the show. It's my honor to be on it.
I think you're going to give me a great perspective of what the future could be. So I think it's going to be a great conversation. Tell us a little bit about your own story and where your passion for data came from.
Yeah, sure. So it actually all started at university. So I studied engineering, specifically, you know, electrical and computer science. And so we were actually building AI, or what was called AI, like years ago. And from that, from those times onwards, you know, my first job was actually in data analytics for a consulting firm called Oliver Wyman in London. And we were building a lot of data models for various sectors in Europe. And, you know, having worked in these kind of sectors and then working in tech in China, we came to realize that actually there's a big gap in this capability outside of some industries, specifically, you know, outside technology and financial services. So with that, you know, we moved back, or me specifically moved back to Southeast Asia, to Thailand, and we wanted to bring some of this technology back to the region to be able to help a lot of the businesses and enterprises within the region to be able to leverage the data technology and also AI technology.
Okay, so you see this kind of technology and data as a way to improve both business and society at large, correct?
Yes, that's right. Because that's what we really believe is that, you know, we can use data and AI to better these businesses and also society within the region. And there's just so much potential for good with both of these things, whether it's to, you know, help businesses and people make better decisions, to also making people safer by having better security. So yeah, it's what really excites me. And it's something that every day I get up and I'm just really happy to be able to, you know, go in and work with all the people that we have and all the partners that we work with to build great technology that hopefully really benefits our clients and benefits, you know, society at large.
So this is a manufacturing podcast, so I'm going to ask some really specific questions about manufacturing. Because
yes,
because your technology, I mean, it has the power to really benefit manufacturing. So from your perspective, what is the data opportunity for manufacturing right now?
Wow, that's just so many. We actually do work with quite a few manufacturers or also, you know, industrial partners. So some of the things that we've worked on and we see huge benefits once it's been implemented are things like, you know, inventory management, things like warehouse management, even demand forecasting, also things such as predictive maintenance. So predictive maintenance being, you know, you start predicting when a machinery might break down before it actually breaks down. So it's kind of like a Goldilocks zone in that if you change things too often, you're wasting money. If you don't fix it for too long, it breaks down. So, you know, where, you know, in the middle, can you, you know, wait long enough to not waste money, but not wait too long that you then break the whole entire manufacturing site. So those kind of things we've been helping manufacturers, and we see, you know, those are some of the key benefits that people can see from using data and AI.
Right. So you're basically, with the data and the AI that you have, you're able to find that sweet spot where you just say, okay, you got to do your maintenance like in 3 days' time, or there's going to be some serious problems. And like, this has the potential to save millions of dollars, right?
Yeah. Save a lot of money, especially in heavy manufacturing. So, you know, people that have things like large machineries, whether it's like gas turbine or, you know, things that basically could break down. And if they break down, it's quite catastrophic. So yeah, it has, it can save a whole load of money.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk a little bit about some of the technologies that are out there. There's blockchain, augmented reality, virtual reality, facial recognition, things like that. And I know that you had mentioned at one point in a note to me that you've got speech recognition that allows AI or that allows people to check stock when they're at work completely hands-free. So they're not walking around. They're able to do whatever they need to do. And all they do is use their voice to get some of their stuff done. Explain to me how that works.
Yeah. So one of the things we got tasked with, you know, working with our client, or we like to say partners, is they wanted to free up people who are checking stocks from having to, you know, constantly type on a device the number of stocks that are in the inventory. So you can imagine back in the day, you have like either a phone or you have some kind of device where you have to key those things in, which means you can't use your hands to count. So they wanted a system that is completely offline, because a lot of these sites don't have great internet. And with an accuracy, actually, funnily enough, they benchmarked it with Google. So they say it has to be completely offline and better than Google Voice. And we're like, okay, that's an interesting challenge. All of this in Thai. So Thai language, better than Google. And we're like, okay. Possible, maybe they'll give us a really, you know, good smartphone to work with, whether it's, you know, maybe it's a latest Android, you know, Samsung S9 or something. And they're like, no, it's J2 Prime, which for those that don't know, is one of the cheapest smartphones on the market. It goes for about maybe $50 a piece. So it's really, really slow, really like low tech, but incredibly cheap, because they need to, you know, they've actually already bought thousands of them. And so that was a big challenge, you know, and we're like, you do know that people like Google and Amazon and Apple, they use like thousands, if not tens of thousands of servers to run these voice AI. And they're like, yeah, but can you do it? Instead of saying no, we took up the challenge, and you know, we put some of our best guys, you know, PhDs in these voice analytics in NLP, natural language processing, and actually, you know, after at the end of the project, we actually did achieve a better accuracy working offline. And of course, it's a limited, you know, just as a caveat, it is a limited vocab set, so we're not. You know, things in manufacturing, you don't need it to cover all the different words that people use. It just needs to recognize enough for that specific task. So it's a very specialized system, but the result was actually beyond what everyone thought was possible initially.
Wow. So I guess the user would have to know what those words are that they can use that would be recognized, because beyond that, it would just be garble and the message wouldn't get across. So there'd be a certain amount of training. Here's kind of what you have to say when you're using this voice recognition software in order for us to be able to understand what you're actually seeing.
Yep. Yeah, that's one of the things. But in a very controlled environment, such as manufacturing, you can actually do that, because people go through training all the time. And they're actually grateful to have it, because it just saves them a lot of time. And they have both hands to then count this thing, count all the things, and then just speak into the microphone, which is a hand-free set. So although it did limit what they can say, but you know, at work, they're not going to need an AI that tells them the weather. You know, it's not, it doesn't need to be Siri or Alexa. So that's how we managed to do it.
Yeah. So what is one of the most interesting challenges that you're facing for a customer right now?
Oh,
that you can actually talk about.
Yeah. This is quite an interesting one. I mean, people go through, I see it as a journey. It's a data and AI journey where it starts from, you know, very, I would say foundational level, where it's all about creating the database and the data lake and, simple analytics to start getting some insights from the data you currently have. Mm-hmm. And it goes right to, you know, the much more advanced things where you're beginning to use AI, blockchain, you know, things like augmented reality, face recognition, all these things are further down the road. And what we see is people actually need all of it, but depending on the type of company, they're at a different level of evolution or of that journey. So interestingly enough, it doesn't mean that the people we start working with for AI have the foundation. So some people, you know, we go in and the CEO is very excited about AI, having seen all the news coverage, and actually wants to implement some kind of, machine learning at the plant. And we then go and implement something. And then what we discover is actually they don't have the foundational level for just data, you know, data analytics. And that's where we can help them as well. So it's just about, there's lots of challenges in that the world is so, it's evolving at such a rapid pace that it's important that, you know, the best manufacturers, it's important that for them to realize that this pace of change is only going to get faster, going to get more rapid, and that they really need to keep up to date with a lot of the new technology trends as well.
You're listening to the Make It Right podcast, and today my guest has been T. Vacharaman. He's the CEO of Certus, a rapidly growing data science and AI research company based in Bangkok. T started the company 4 years ago, and since that time, it has been working with some of the top companies and academic institutions in the world to help develop cutting-edge technology in data analytics and AI. They provide products and services that address everything from the financial sector, healthcare, and public safety to retail and manufacturing. We're going to continue our conversation next week with a look at the impact T believes AI will have on manufacturing in the next 5 years and how Certus is helping transform the energy sector in Thailand. So that's our show for today. If you've enjoyed it, please share it with your friends and colleagues. The Make It Right podcast is available on iTunes, YouTube, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, and LucidEye4.com. I'm Janet Eastman. Thanks for listening.